Nebraska corn ethanol is about to get a lot greener. Stick around for Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. A Kansas company, Tallgrass Energy, is ready to flip the switch on a carbon dioxide pipeline that stretches from western Iowa to southeastern Wyoming. The pipeline used to carry natural gas and will allow nearly a dozen corn ethanol plants to send their CO2 for sequestration, racking up credits in the carbon marketplace. Dawn Caldwell of Renewable Fuels Nebraska, a trade association representing Nebraska ethanol.
There's a tremendous advantage to the ethanol plants to be able to capture, compress, and sequester the carbon dioxide that they have currently been emitting.
Caldwell says reducing carbon emissions is also more profitable for ethanol.
Being able to capture and sequester that carbon dioxide lowers that ethanol plant CI score by about 25 points. So if you're a farmer selling into that plant, or if you're one of the lucky investors that early on signed on to ownership of any of those ethanol plants, and many, many farmers are, that's greatly to your advantage.
Pipeline operator Tallgrass Energy will donate millions of dollars over the next 10 years for community projects on and near the pipeline route, which satisfy groups opposing the project. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.